Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain early on today, then partly sunny with our high nearing 85. Some scattered showers are possible overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 66. Some rain early Tuesday morning, then sunny with a high of 90, and partly cloudy and 65 over Tuesday night. Sunny and 87 throughout Wednesday, and more scattered showers possible into Wednesday night with a low around 66. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The lawsuit is still ongoing regarding Senate Bill 180, also known as the Women's Bill of Rights, with many political and law experts across the state saying they're expecting the case to go to the Kansas Supreme Court.
We see a case go to a lower court, and then a decision is made, and then we'll see an appeal, and those appeals often can go as high as the Kansas Supreme Court.
That audio from KSN News. The temporary order is set to remain in effect for the next 2 weeks ahead of the first hearing of the lawsuit that was filed by Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach last week that would prevent the transgender Kansans from updating their sex listings on their state-issued IDs with the gender that they identify with.
It's not a canvas on which one can paint one's desires and expressions and aspirations. No, it's a state document with state data that the state decides what that data is. And the legislature said very clearly the type of data we want is biological sex at birth.
But American Network News.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. A trench company out of Salina, Kansas has been penalized more than $300,000 after a trench wall collapsed and an investigation ensued. KAKE News reports that the Precision Plumbing LLC had willfully violated the federal trench safety regulations, according to the investigation, after the company was connecting a plumbing line to Salina's municipal sewer in a trench 9 feet below the surface when a worker was buried due to the wall collapse. The company foreman jumped into the trench to dig out the buried worker when the trench collapsed further, burying him as well to the knees. Both of them came out okay without any serious injuries. After the event, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration conducted the investigation, saying that Precision Plumbing willfully violated 6 serious violations totaling $333,000 in penalties. They say the citations included the company failing to make sure workers wore head, eye, and face protections in dangerous zones, were protected from the drowning hazards of unsupported water pipes in the trench, and were provided hazardous chemical training. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A program hosted by the University of Nebraska has moved their lemonade stand program for children from the university to the Kearney Area Children's Museum, as it's been running throughout the last week, teaching fourth and fifth graders the value of entrepreneurship skills and teaching them about marketing and customer service to set them up for the future.
For the Children's Museum to have that program for them to come to and, like, learn is super important, so they learn the skills that it need that it takes to own their own business and to have good customer service.
That was Emma Keller, the summer program lead at KACM on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say that the fourth and fifth graders get their own hands-on activities, along with reintroducing them to what the museum has to offer. They say they also get to learn about other entrepreneurs across the state of Nebraska and across the nation and find ways on how they were successful.
Now at Menards, get 11% off everything for your next project. It's the perfect time for kitchen updates during Menards' 4th of July household appliance sale. Plus, get 11% off the largest in-stock appliance selection. Right now, save over $1,500 on a Maytag fingerprint-resisting 4-piece stainless steel appliance suite after sale price and rebate. Good through July 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners further discussed financing for a jail project and will reach out to local communities asking they consider an interlocal agreement, which would be needed by mid-August if a jail funding option were to be placed on the November ballot. A contingent purchase of a Nortis property east across the street from the current jail was approved at a previous meeting. An interlocal agreement would allow proceeds of a sales tax to be retained by the county for the project. A potential half-cent sales tax has been mentioned as an alternative to a lease purchase arrangement, which was denied by voters after a petition ballot last fall for a new jail in East Marysville. The bridge project was approved for $248,000 for a new structure on Deer Trail Road this year. Planning toward a potential countywide ambulance service in Washington County could push implementation of the project out to 2025. During budget discussions, the auditor advised funding could not be included until such time as a levy is established. Commissioners should also advise existing operations of intentions so they could budget accordingly. The director would then be contracted with several months likely before starting service. $180,000 is budgeted for ambulance operations in 2024, with $173,000 in 2023 divided among Washington, Lynn, and Clifton. Hanover now operates under the Washington license. A levy would require advance publication and allow a protest period. Commissioners have mentioned a combination sales and property tax levy, although no action has been taken as yet. Nemaha County Commissioners will hold a public hearing Wednesday evening in Seneca, another Thursday afternoon in Sabetha regarding a comprehensive plan for the county. A review of the draft is available online at the Nemaha County website and from the county clerk's office. Public comment will be heard again Wednesday evening, 6 until 8, at the community building in Seneca. Written comments may be submitted at the courthouse prior to the meeting as well. Gage County Sheriff's Office advises of a scam with several citizens reporting they've received phone calls from a suspect claiming to be a Gage County deputy, advising they have an arrest warrant. They are reported using an active duty deputy's name and may also have personal information on the victim. Do not make payments to the suspect and report to proper authorities the incident as quickly as possible. City of Washington plans to replace a damaged emergency power pole Monday evening, July 17th, 5 until 8 p.m., which will require a power outage that will affect the majority of the downtown business district, the Washington County Hospital, a portion of services along U.S. 36 Highway, and several adjacent blocks of residential service. A map and description of the areas affected can be found on the city Facebook page. Again, a planned power outage Monday evening, 5 until 8 p.m., for the city of Washington. Marshall County Fair continues in Blue Rapids Monday and Tuesday. We'll continue our live reports late afternoon into the early evening hours. Round Robin Monday evening begins at 5 with a petting zoo and pony rides as well. An outdoor movie secretary will show at dark. Livestock judging contest is Tuesday, 10 a.m. The 4-H Fashion Review and Cake Auction begin at 4. Fair Supper serves at 5, catered by Ricky's Cafe, and is open to the public. The livestock auction this year begins at 6:30 Tuesday evening. Lula P. Stunkel, age 97, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. With Award Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Lula Stunkel. Frank L. Feldhausen, age 84, of Bremen, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Frank Feldhausen. Laura L. Bender, age 104, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Laura Bender. Verda E. Drinker, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Hermansburg Cemetery, rural Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verda Drinkern. John H. Jack Cooney, age 69, of Lincoln, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Lincoln. Private family burial at a later date. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jack Cooney. David A. Bridges, age 82, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, with burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5, at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for David Bridges. Gerald R. Cheery Harry, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service will be held July 29th at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a graveside military service at Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gerald Cheery Harry.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked fish with cornbread, cheesy potatoes, Normandy blend, and a mandarin orange. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, pears, and jello. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain showers early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Some scattered showers possible overnight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. More showers are possible early on Tuesday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s, before a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers do continue into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Cooler as we head into Friday, some rain in the morning, then sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And partly cloudy Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 114. The average low, 70, and the record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:14. We had about 2 3/4 inches between two rounds of showers Sunday morning. Short of 2 inches on the first round, 75 inches on the second round here at studios in Marysville. Sunshine peeking out at 66 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 17th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Visit Diane's Dresses now during the National Bridal Sale and shop designer dresses at drastically reduced prices as low as $199. Over 350 gowns on sale. You're sure to find just what you like and save as well. Appointments are filling fast, and you can book online at DianesDressesEtc.com or at Diane's Dresses Etc. on Facebook. The national bridal event now through July 22nd at Diane's Dresses Etc. in Wymore.
The O's stay hot. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Baseball's current hottest team, the Baltimore Orioles, took a 7-game winning streak into Sunday's tilt with the visiting Marlins. Bottom one, O's already up 1-0 with a man on for Anthony Santander.
Okered ahead, one strike. Fly ball, center field, backing up. Myers going back, back, back. It's gone!
The call on WBAL. The Orioles nearly blew a 5-0 lead, but held on for a 5-4 win. Braves White Sox in Atlanta, top two, scoreless, one on for Burger Time.
The 2-1. Burger cranks one in the air. Deep center. It is gone. And the Sox have the lead.
The call on WMVP. White Sox drubbed the Braves 8-1. The Bravos' first series loss in over a month. The Brewers going for the sweep at Cincinnati. Milwaukee tied the game at 3 in the top of the 8th. Later in the frame, they look to take the lead.
Diaz, the 2-2 pitch, and this is blooped into right field. It's going to drop. Taylor's around third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. And the Brewers take a 4-3 lead.
The call on WTMJ. Andrew Monasterio putting on the hero's cape for the Brew crew as they hold on to edge the Reds 4-3 and take a 2-game lead in the NL Central. In Texas, Rangers, Guardians, bottom eight, rally time.
So here's Josh Young now with the infield in. He swings, drives one into left, a base hit. Lowe scores, Adolis around third, and the Rangers lead 6-5.
The call on 105.3, the Fan, Texas erupting for 4 runs to overhaul the Indians 6-5. The Mets beat the NL West leading Dodgers 2-1 in 10. Royals doubled up the Rays 8-4. Astros rally past the Angels 9-8. In a thriller at Wimbledon, Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz notched his second Grand Slam in less than a year, donning Novak Djokovic in 5 sets. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State soccer season tickets are on sale now. Secure your seats in Boozer Family Park to watch your Wildcats this fall. Prices remain unchanged at $40 general admission season tickets and $120 Wildcat 4-packs. Your best value at less than $4 per match. Purchase your season tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Here's a get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Monday, July the 17th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, here's your wheat harvest report.
This is day 11 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Northwest Kansas has been struggling to get into a harvest rhythm. With high humidity and scattered showers, combines can't begin rolling until mid-afternoon in most cases. Overall, harvest is getting started about 10 days to 2 weeks later than normal. Multiple thunderstorms have come through the area, bringing with them large hail and causing significant losses in wheat fields that are just teetering on being dry enough to harvest. Lisa Shem from Sharon Springs reports that their harvest started on July 4th, about 10 days later than normal. They still have about 6 days of harvest left when fields dry out, but they've been struggling with high moisture and finding fields that are ready. This has been one of the latest harvests to get started, Shem said, noting it will be by far the latest to finish. Yields have ranged from 30 bushels per acre on fields with hail damage to 55 bushels per acre on dry land to 87 bushels per acre on irrigated land. Test weights have held steady at 60 to 61 pounds for now. Protein is 12% and better. The Shem family is fighting weeds and sucker heads, which have been continuing to stall their harvest. Their harvest crew is test cutting several fields, but finding moisture is still too high. While annual rainfall averages 18 to 20 inches in their area, they have received all of that average rainfall since mid-May. However, when it comes as quickly as it has, the soils can't absorb it and benefit as much as they would if it came a little at a time. Shem says they planted a little later than others in the area, which may be contributing to their late harvest, but mostly it is caused by the late suckerheads, which are now even taller than the rest of the field.
And that's to get your ag news for this Monday, July the 17th.
Tar spot in corn, a newer disease to Kansas, was discovered in 6 northeastern Kansas counties last year and was recently spotted again this year. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre says the tar spot in corn was recently found in Doniphan County.
This disease of corn was reported in Kansas first time last season, late in the season. And it's caused by a fungi called phylloceramides. And it's an obligated pathogen, right? So it requires a living host to live and reproduce, but it also survives in crop residue. And within one season, we can see multiple cycles of tar spot producing more and more lesions, even within one season. And this disease likes that high relative humidity and prolonged leaf wetness associated with water, right? So if you either are irrigating your cornfields or have had lots of rain in the past, that puts you at higher risk if the disease is present.
According to Onofre, tar spot looks like spots of tar on corn. However, it also looks like something else, bug poop.
But when you rub your finger, that doesn't come off. That's like tar spot. When it does not come off, when you're out there looking for that black raised bump lesion, right? That tar or that bumpy lesion in the corn leaf. But again, it looks like bug poop, and I have found lots of bug poop across Kansas. But when you find tar spot, you see that that lesion does not come off.
Tar spot in corn can spread from field to field and can negatively impact yield. In terms of management, Onofre says fungicide application is the only option, but several factors need to be considered.
If you find tar spot in your field, there are research showing that applying at first signs, there will be a return of investment that will pay off depending on the levels, right? But if you can, what we have to think here to maximize that yield is protecting the crop from VT to R5. So if you go too early, you're just going to be applying, you know, you're not going to hold disease until the end at maturity, right, at physiological maturity. So depending off the levels, if you're around, I would say, V14, VT, getting close to it, and you have high levels of tar spot, for sure, go ahead and get your application out. Then a second application, it will depend off a lot of factors that you have to consider. Is tar spot moving? Is tar spot still active? What's the weather? How close am I from R5? But if you still have movement of tar spot, you might consider applying a second round around that R2, R3. It would be the best scenario.
That's K-State row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre with information on identifying and managing tar spot in corn. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks with Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday. Hey, we got some rain over the weekend, and certainly good news is we get a little more each week, and it stays and maybe gets a little more greener, and that's certainly good news. Well, we're going to have a small sale today in regards to livestock. We're going to have a lot of hay, folks. Certainly, if you need hay or you would like to sell hay, certainly give us a call. And we will start here at 11 o'clock this morning. Now, we will be here next week on 724, receiving cattle on Sunday on July 31st. We will have no sale on July 31st. Well, today, we're going to start at 11. We do have weigh-up cows and bulls. We'll get those cleaned up. Then at high noon, we are going to get into the hay department, folks. On the big round end, we have 273 big round bales, so stay tuned for that itemization. But in the small bales, in the alfalfa, there's a group of 18, 18, and 13. That is second cut. In the brome, where you have 130, incidentally, it's Kansas brome coming in this morning, there will be 130 square bales here today. In the bag ground department, that totals 273. Here is the listing. Round alfalfa, two groups of eight, second cut, 18-14, very good stuff. Round alfalfa, they're six, second cut, they weigh 22-36. In the round prairie, there are six new crop bales coming in this morning. In the round prairie, 14, that is 22 crop. Those 14 bales average 1702. We do have 57 bales of round rye coming out of Falls City. It was put down on May 29th. Guys, really looks like good stuff. No beards on it. There's no seed, so it's put down ripe. So if you're in need of forage, there's 57 round rye bales. In the round brome, there's a group of 39. They're in 10, 10, 10, and 9, a group of 10. In the round grass, there's three groups of 9. There's a group of 8, 9, and 8. In the round oats wheat mix, there's a group of 8. In the round straw, we have great bales, guys. Big bales, well baled tight. There's groups of 8, 8, 14, 14, 8, and 10 if you're looking for straw. And that is really clean stuff. So that hay sale will be at 12 o'clock. If you're interested in the markets last week, a 186 in the cash, a 291 in the carcass, a very light trade of cattle there for the finished packer. So that is good news also in the cattle market. So to round up, we'll be again here next week on 724, receiving cattle Sunday and Monday. There will be no sale 731. Hey, give us a call if you got any questions. We'd certainly introduce to that. And give us a call at Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. And folks, have a great day, great week. Let it rain. And keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:30 from KNDY, sunshine this hour and 68 degrees. Couple rounds of scattered showers Sunday. We had a couple inches widespread across the region. Looks like we had about 2 inches on the first round, three quarter on the second round here at the studios in Marysville yesterday.
Wine, vinegar, overripe fruit, anything fermented is a sure magnet for fruit flies. We will offer some advice for dealing with those unwanted house guests on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 17th. It is the 198th day of the year. Actor David Hasselhoff has a birthday, and on this day in 1955, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. Overripe fruit, spilled fruit juice, beer, or wine, they're all magnets for fruit flies. Here's how to get rid of an infestation of those harmless but nonetheless annoying gnat-like insects. Fill a small container about two-thirds full of cider vinegar and add a drop of dish soap. Cover the container with plastic wrap and hold it in place with a rubber band. Poke several holes in the plastic wrap. The vinegar will draw the flies into your trap. Meanwhile, the dish soap reduces the surface tension of the liquid and they'll sink to the bottom. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Pawnee County Fair is just around the corner, and Alfea invites everyone to come out July 17th through the 23rd. Don't miss the 4-H and FFA events and exhibits, great food, the tractor pulls, and much more. From everyone at Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Here's a look at your ag news from the MidAmerica Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if you're enrolled in Medicaid, officials want you to know that eligibility checks are resuming after a three-year hiatus.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team advances to the state tournament in El Dorado beginning Wednesday. The juniors secured a bid with an 11-1 semifinal decision over Seneca in five innings Friday, and then a 9-6 win over the Kansas Senators of Topeka in the final Saturday to claim the zone championship. Marysville Junior Legion will take a 28-2 record as top seed in the state's A division, facing Seneca in first-round play Wednesday at 10:30. El Dorado, Garnett, Pittsburgh, Ottawa, Kansas Senators, and Grape Men round out the field. Kansas Golf Coaches Association names Washington County's Connor Gepner and Carson Kern second-team All-State, with Grayson Vatipka honorable mention.
KNDY.
Back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody.